calling, and the sky is clear and bright. Misty mountains sing and beckon, lead me out into the light. I will ride, I will fly, chase the wind and touch the sky. I will fly, chase the wind and touch the sky.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Hot Phoenix, Arizona, I should say. Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, and Trisha. And again, thank you to the professor.
The professor, Kristen Lee Costa,
yes,
with Northeastern University. And also thank you to Julie Fowlis for bringing us Touch the Sky.
Julie who?
Julie Fowlis. She's singing right now.
That means she didn't foul.
No.
She's Fowlis.
Fowlis.
Oh,
Touch the Sky from Brave, my least favorite Pixar movie.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think it's the only Pixar movie I've actually given a thumbs down to.
Oh.
But on second thought, it's a decent movie. I think that I just didn't care for it because it was too similar to Brother Bear, another Disney movie.
I didn't see Brave yet, but...
Scottish women are attractive, though, right? Some of them.
So.
She's got her curly red hair.
Yeah, curly red hair.
I like those Scottish guys with the...
You like Scottish guys?
Beards,
yeah. Scottish guys, 602-252-1480.
He likes their kilts? Wait a minute. There now who's going to win the poll?
Now, if you want financial freedom, though, I got to tell you, you got to explore how to reduce your taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities, and that's business owner tax relief. Our friend Conrad Cogashell, give him a call at 623-888-3210. Again, 623-888-3210. If you're on your computer or tablet or even your smartphone, go to azbotr.com. Check it out.
And let Conrad help you touch the sky.
Absolutely.
And save some big bucks.
Yes.
All right. Well, Inside Out, again, we're celebrating that release. It came out yesterday, and we are celebrating with a Pixar show. So, yes, Brave. Did anyone else see Brave?
I never saw it.
No one saw Brave?
I've seen portions.
You've seen portions of it, yeah. It's a big thing because Merida is in Disneyland. They play that song in the parade and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, and that's what made me watch parts of it.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that she's the most tomboyish of the princesses.
Maybe that's the fact that I don't like.
But, okay. Of the princesses, but I like that. I mean, all the princesses to a certain extent are strong women.
Yeah.
But it's always looking for their prince or falling in love.
Well, that's women should do.
Right. Yes. But they can also be strong, and they can do a lot of the things that men can do.
Yeah,
and it's okay to be skilled at things, and it's even okay to be more skilled than the man in your life, and he should appreciate that.
And be able to fight a bear.
Be able to fight a bear, be able to fix a car.
Go to breakradioshow.com, click on archives, listen to our bear show.
What are you talking about? Women can't do anything.
Oh, we got a redneck in here.
And bear children.
Yeah.
Bear
I can
children.
Bring home the bacon, cook it up in the pan, and never let you forget you're a man. Because I'm a woman.
Are you from Durnsville?
602-252-1480.
Are you from Durnsville?
I'm the manager.
Get in the kitchen, woman.
Wow. Before this
Rob's failed.
Before this goes any further, we should hear from a little bit from the cast and crew of Inside Out, the movie that we're honoring today. So let's hear a little bit from Pete Docter. You know, Pixar came up with some really interesting ways to represent anger, fear, joy, all that stuff. So let's hear from Pete Docter, the director of Inside Out, about how all that was came about.
We wanted to kind of try to capture what emotions feel like. You know, the shapes themselves represent certain things. You know, anger is like a brick. He's just a solid, you know, and then he, of course, starts on fire which is what being angry feels like. You know, it feels like you have fire coursing through you. Fear is like a vein or a nerve, like a really kinked up, you know, nervous guy, and disgust we sort of modeled after broccoli, sort of shape and color-wise. Sadness is a teardrop, an upside-down teardrop. And joy is just like an explosion, a star, you know, and she just has so much energy and vitality and no fear at all. She's just the one that makes us go and take chances and risks.
And also, Fear was also modeled after, I can't think of his name from the Andy Griffith Show. Sorry.
Oh, Don Knotts.
Yeah, Don Knotts. Yes, he was modeled after him with big eyes.
He should be nervous.
That's because he had hyperthyroidism.
Yes.
And he had that's why he had the goiter and he had the pop-out eyes.
And they were initially going to have a surprise as well. They were going to have surprise. But
surprise,
you know,
Arizona?
But nervous, anxiety, fear, surprise, that's all kind of the same sort of emotion in a way.
Surprise
is the same as fear. It's, you know, jumpy.
Well, it can be, but it can also be joy. There, it crosses so many boundaries. It would be hard to have one thing.
Like you could. Oh yeah, yeah. Like surprise on the American Express commercial.
There isn't just five emotions.
Where they scream at the goat, right? That's fear. But how about surprise? Like, oh, a birthday party.
Yeah.
How about that one? Surprise? Like you undo the covers and it's not who you think. That's a surprise.
What's that all about?
Am I right, Eric? Like what?
Or when my friend
what?
When when I told you that story about the female that followed him to the men's room,
and what happened?
That was a surprise. All right.
Did she?
Just Jenner. So, but yeah. Also, disgust. She was very cute, right? Yeah.
I
didn't like her.
I will tell you, Mindy.
I don't like her.
But she has taken off.
Yeah.
In the last year, I mean, it's incredible. She went from The Office hardly being known to just in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I broccoli's getting a bad rap in this
I know.
Film.
It
I
is.
Hate to tell
I like
you
broccoli,
this,
actually.
But you like broccoli on your pizza?
I just like broccoli.
But I do think it was kind of funny poking garlic. Fun at San Francisco. I'm yes, sorry, but it was kind of funny.
Well, Amy Poehler, she's pretty big as well. So let's hear a little bit of what she had to say about her role in Inside Out.
It's just so incredibly beautiful looking. It is like a world that feels very familiar and really magical at the same time. And the way that they decide to make choices about what our abstract thought or what our subconscious looks like or what our dreams at night, or how they're produced, or you know, what's inside of the mother's head and the father's head and all that stuff is so fun and funny and well done. So it's beautiful and touching and funny.
Amy, of course, voices Joy. And then the opposite of joy is sadness, and that's Phyllis Smith. So let's hear what Phyllis has to say about her role.
It's visually just incredibly beautiful, the colors and the different worlds that they take you into, first off. And then the writing with the combination of the cast and the writing, it's really you're on a roller coaster of emotions. You're laughing at the same time that you're crying and vice versa. It's a beautiful movie.
She's an upside down teardrop, by the way. And Phyllis, you might remember her from The Office.
Yes, and absolute perfect voice typecasting.
Yes,
I thought it was phenomenal, and the way that they had Joy having to take control, and when Joy acted the way that sadness did, that was perfect. They really, really captured the personalities of the actors, and the actors captured the personality of their characters. It was excellent, excellent balance, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah, but she was sort of weird, the sadness girl.
Yeah, but so's Phyllis.
Yeah.
At least her characters are all.
Yeah, but
she was one of my favorite people in the
no
office.
She had no confidence, and she kept making mistakes.
That's
she reminded
sad.
Me of a few people out there.
But that's sad. And if you're, that's the thing. If you become paralyzed by your sadness,
she was incompetent.
She was not incompetent.
She was.
No,
yes, she
was out of check.
Don't touch that. Oh, I can't help myself. I'm touching it.
Well, that's because if your sadness gets out of balance, that's what can happen. That was the point. Was that if it's out of balance, it
Thumbs
needs
down.
To be together.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit from Bill Hader, who voiced Fear.
Don't be a hater.
I this like Bill Hader.
This movie is genuinely funny, and it's a great adventure. It's incredibly imaginative. But like what these guys do so well, especially Pete had done in Up and Monsters, Inc., is incredibly emotional and incredibly moving in a very grounded and real way.
Yes, and Lewis Black, of course, voiced...
I like him.
...Anger.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He had a fire coming out of his head. Let's hear what Lewis Black had to say.
The way in which I think people who relate to my character is everybody has got that within them. Everybody's got one level of anger or another. When I'm funniest is when I'm angry. It's always been that way, so it's weird. Because it's a weird thing to be funny at, you know. And it took me a long time to realize. And thank God the folks at Pixar could see that.
As you mentioned earlier, Mindy Kaling has really taken off. She voices disgust. Let's hear what Mindy has to say.
One thing that I find very comforting about the movie is that all the emotions, disgust, fear, anger, sadness, in the world that's created by this movie, these emotions, which any person would feel at odds with at times and the source of a lot of their unhappiness, actually are emotions that protect us and make us better people and safe all the time. And knowing that in anger you feel, or a feeling of jealousy or longing, knowing that those are all normal and, in fact, healthy, I think is just kind of a good message.
And that's, I think, what Kristen was telling us in our last segment. That's all healthy stuff, so it's all good.
All good.
So, and we also need to talk a little bit about Diane Lane.
Diane Lane.
She voices the mother.
Hey,
so
we said that together. Diane Lane.
We think alike, Dave.
Yes, we do.
She's attractive for an older woman. I think that triggered some emotions in
these guys. She's not an older woman to me.
No. Well,
it wasn't sadness.
Or Dave.
Yeah,
she's a younger woman to Dave.
It definitely piqued their interest.
Getting to experience sadness and fear and disgust and anger and certainly joy as purely as we get to, brilliantly brought to life by everybody involved, is so refreshing and freeing and delightful, and we all identify with it, and you almost feel cathartically grateful that somebody's speaking your truth up there without any filter sometimes in a humorous way.
And of course, Kyle MacLachlan plays the father in the film. We know him from Desperate Housewives. He was just in something else as well. Well, I can't remember what that was. But Kyle MacLachlan voices the father, and he gets even deeper. Deeper.
Film certainly has something for everyone. As an adult going in, I felt completely fulfilled by the experience that I went through. I think Pete presents the world and the story in a very approachable, accessible way. Kids are going to be able to understand it. I think some of the themes are maybe there's a maturity that these themes approach that I think children will be interested in and will elicit some conversations, I think, with parents. There's some moments that are a little maybe uncomfortable, but they are fulfilled, they are realized in such a comforting way. And by the time the film is finished, you will have gone on an amazing journey. Very complete, very emotional, very satisfying. You're going to walk out holding your kids a little bit tighter.
And
I felt hypnotized when he was talking.
Yeah, what kind of affect does he have on his voice?
I don't know. It's weird, but it worked
it's
really well.
It's just very emotional.
Yeah, very emotional. Emotional. Yeah, Kyle MacLachlan and Amy Poehler, you know, she's a mother, right? So imagine being a voice actress and you know, you're making this movie and you know that it's got some deeper meaning to it as well. So let's see what Amy Poehler has to say, not about her character or the film, but about being a mother.
I know as a mother of two boys, you know, kids have a really, really hard time telling you how they feel. They're not equipped yet, right? They don't have the skills. And it's really cool to be able to like use the characters in a film to talk about feelings, because feelings are hard things to figure out and certainly to talk about and to express. And it's, I think it's a really, like, I look forward to kids talking about like, I feel like anger today, or like, she acts like joy or whatever. Like, that's, I think, would be incredibly satisfying.
And as I said earlier, John Lasseter, executive producer for Inside Out, and of course he's a, you know, main guy over there at Pixar, responsible for Toy Story and all the great shorts that we're talking about, including Lava. Excellent breakthrough.
Yes.
John Lasseter says that Inside Out might be Pixar's most important film to date. Let's hear why.
The thing that I look forward to the most is people walk away from the theater watching Inside Out. And what I hope they take away from is sometimes the other emotions are important. You know, that's what makes us who we are. And that's what makes it so we can get through all the things life throws at us. And it's important to be honest with yourself about how you're feeling about things. And it's a pretty deep and special message that Inside Out is going to give people. It's a very special movie. When people look back at the history of Pixar, Inside Out could very well be our most important film we've ever made.
And I would argue that Toy Story is their most important film because that was their first one, and it's the one that has basically built an empire. And
well, but it's touched a lot of people, too.
Yes, it has.
You know, but I think he's talking the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all their movies are very important. And, again, I think that Pixar makes movies not necessarily for kids, but for families, and they really do speak to adults, including this one. So, again, thumbs up for Inside Out. I think we've got one more for Bing Bong on there.
Oh, I love Bing Bong.
Triple and come.
Oh! Bing Bong, Bing Bong, all day long.
Triple and come.
Bing Bong, Bing Bong.
Punch that breath right in
all day long.
Triple and gum.
Yum.
Thank you for getting that. I was hoping that
worked. Punch that breath right in the kisser.
Yes. Is it all right if we take a quick break and then we'll have on Jim?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. So we're going to take a quick break with Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts. What movie is this from?
Cars.
Of course, Cars, which I'm sure is Mason's favorite Pixar movie.
One of them.
Yes. Life is a Highway. Ain't that true?
I don't think it is true. However, what is true is this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right
back.
Right back with a special guest.
We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.